my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Friends, and welcome back to Abby the Podcast Lady, the show for aspiring podcasters, business owners, coaches, and creative visionaries who are ready to start a podcast that actually sounds good and makes sense for their life and business. I'm Abby Graves, a podcast producer, an audio nerd, and your go-to guide for making podcasting feel less overwhelming and more doable. I've helped everyone from cattle ranchers in Australia to nonprofit directors in Minnesota get their shows out into the world, and today I'm helping you. This is our monthly tip and tool episode where I walk you through one core concept or strategy that you need to know if you're building a podcast from scratch, or maybe even starting one over, but a little bit smarter this time. Today, we're talking about your first five podcasting decisions. These are the foundational choices that'll shape everything from your content to your consistency, and getting clarity on these now is going to save you so much stress in the long run. So let's dive right in. The first decision that you have to make is, what is your podcast's purpose? This sounds like a super basic question, but it's one that people tend to just gloss right over. When people decide they want to start a podcast, they're really excited about it, and they should be, for good reason. Starting a podcast is fun. Starting a podcast is exciting. But starting it without knowing what your podcast's purpose is going to set you up for failure in the long run. Why are you starting this podcast? Is it to grow your business? Is it to build trust with your audience? Is it to market a product that you have? Is it to establish yourself as a thought leader? Are you there to have conversations that you're not hearing anywhere else? What is the purpose of your podcast? Get crystal clear on your why, because that's not just going to influence your tone, your guests, your format, but it's also going to really impact how you market your show as well. If you're not sure what your podcast's purpose is, here's something you can do to figure it out super easily too. I love this method. What you need to do is finish this sentence. My podcast exists to help blank with blank. So fill in the blanks. My podcast exists to help who with what? Maybe it's, my podcast exists to help new business owners build confidence in their brand or voice. Or, my podcast exists to help parents feel less alone in the messiness of raising kids. Personally, this podcast, Abby the Podcast Lady, my podcast exists to help people like you, business owners and thought leaders, create podcasts that are sustainable and make an impact. That's what I'm doing here with my show. What are you doing with your show? My podcast exists to help blank with blank. Fill in the blanks, write it down, whatever your vision is, jot it down on a piece of paper, say it out loud, use that as your compass going forward. The next decision you have to make for your show is, what is the format? What type of show are you creating? There are a bunch of different formats that you can go with for your show, and it all depends on really the bandwidth you have for the amount of time and energy you can put into creating the show. Personally, my podcast is a solo podcast. It's just me, the microphone, I'm teaching, storytelling, sharing updates on things. This, I think, is probably the easiest format of podcast to make because you're not relying on another human's schedule to line up with your schedule. Another format that you can go with is an interview style podcast. I actually did this for a while. My first podcast was the Small Town Tourist podcast, where I would go around and interview people about the cool things that they were doing in their small towns. This is where you bring guests on to share their insights, their stories, their knowledge. They get to use your platform to showcase what they're doing, which is really cool. And it's a great way to network. I strongly recommend it, especially if you're trying to network with other like-minded people in your industry or in your niche or even branch outside of it. I love an interview podcast. I think they're fantastic. When it comes to actually listening to podcasts, I consume a lot of interview-based podcasts. It does get a little hairy, though, because you are at the mercy of whoever you are interviewing. Now, you can set some hard boundaries with setting up those interviews, saying, hey, we only record on Tuesdays at such and such time. If you can't make that work, I'm sorry, we can't have you on the show. You can be that way. You can be a little rigid, but just know that you're going to be limited as to who can be your interviewee based on their schedule. So you got to be a little bit flexible there too, if you're going to run an interview-based show. Just something to keep in mind. Another format of show is a co-hosted show. This is your recurring partner that you banter with. I love a good co-hosted show. One of my favorites is The Bald and the Beautiful with Trixie Mattel and Katya, two famous drag queens who sit down and literally spend an hour a week chatting about absolutely nothing. I listen every single week. I am religious about my Bald and the Beautiful listening, and I love a good co-hosted show. You just feel like you're part of this special friend group. It feels very intimate if it's done right. But again, you are at the mercy of making sure that your co-host and you have schedules that align where you can record on a regular basis. So just something to chew on there. Another format of show is a narrative or a scripted show. Think like true crime, documentary style storytelling, where you're taking the listener on a journey from the start of the story to the end. You're kind of walking them through it. There might be a little bit of a mix of maybe some like documentary in there as well. I think a great example of this would be Flightless Bird. They're actually more of a hybrid show, I would say. And that's another kind of format too, where you kind of mix and match and cherry pick some of the best parts of each format and make it your own show. So Flightless Bird, as an example, they do an opening where it is co-hosted. It is David Ferrier and his producer slash co-host Rob, where they chit chat about whatever they're deep diving with. And then they get into a documentary about whatever they're exploring. One of the most recent ones I listened to was they did a deep dive on Blockbuster and their history in America, or the Subway franchises, like the story behind that. And then they kind of come in and out of it with banter based on feedback from the documentary. So that's kind of a cool way to go about it as well. Choose the format that fits your strengths, your schedule, and your audience's needs. Remember, it can always change and evolve over time, but just being mindful of what you want to start with when you're launching your podcast. Know that there's options out there and you can pave your own path with whatever you want to do, as long as it's sustainable for you. That's the most important part. The third decision you need to make when it comes to starting your podcast is frequency. Let's talk rhythm here. Are you doing a weekly podcast? Are you doing a bi-weekly podcast? Are you doing a monthly podcast? This podcast you're listening to right now, this one comes out on the first and third Thursdays of the month. I have the bandwidth currently to make two podcasts a month for myself. I'm busy making podcasts for 10 other clients every single week. So I don't have time to put out an episode every single week right now. And that's okay. I'm doing what's consistent and sustainable for me. So I do the first and third Thursday of the month. So far, so great. It's working out well for me. Do what works for you. The truth of the matter is, consistency matters more than frequency. If your life only allows for one episode a month, that is totally okay, as long as your audience knows what to expect and you stick to it. I have a perfect example of this. One of my clients, her name is Megan. When we first started making her podcast, it'll be, oh gosh, we're creeping up on season three of that already. I'm super excited for her. When we first started, she had four kids at home under the age of 11 or 12, and her youngest was 2 years old. Her oldest was just starting to like go into the teen years. She did not have time for a weekly episode. That was just not, it was just not doable for her. So she said, I want to try podcasting for a year, but I'm only going to put out an episode every other week. And I said, okay, if you can make that work for you, if that's sustainable for you, I am here to be your producer. I am here to make sure that you get an episode out every other week. And we just let the audience know that that is what they can expect from you. And here's the thing, we got 6 months into her making her podcast every other week, and I was getting feedback from people in person saying, I love Megan's podcast. I just wish she would put it out every single week. And I'm like, I know it's a great show. She's got a great message to share, but she just doesn't have the bandwidth to put out an episode every single week right now. And that's okay. And that audience was understanding of her not having the bandwidth to put out an episode every week, but they were appreciative of the content that they were getting and they knew to listen for it every other week. Season two rolled around. Megan decided that she was in a place with her career and her family to be able to put out an episode every single week. So she switched to every single week and she has just taken off like a rocket from there. And her numbers are looking so good. I'm so proud of her. We have successfully put out an episode every single week. We have not missed a beat on that. And I am so excited that she did what she needed to do in order to be successful at her craft. I think that's the most important part. Set yourself up for success early. Do what you can. Don't stretch yourself too thin and make sure that you're communicating with your audience what they can expect from you. I think that is a huge part of this. Consistency matters more than frequency. You'll hear me say it a 10 trillion times. That's not even a number, but you'll hear me say it that many times because I truly believe that you should just do what you're capable of. The fourth decision you have to make when you're starting your podcast is, what is your voice and your vibe? Now, those are two things, but I think that they tie together really well. So we're going to lump them together into one decision. This is where your show starts to feel like you. You put your own flavor onto what you're doing. What tone are you going for? Do you want your show to feel educational? Do you want it to be inspiring? Is it a fun and casual show? Is it deep and reflective? Are you really trying to motivate people? Is it high energy? Your podcast is an extension of you, and your audience is going to keep coming back to it because it feels authentic if you're really being yourself. If you try to be someone you're not, that never works out. It doesn't matter what you're doing, podcasting, in your job, you got to be you. The most important thing is to be yourself. So an exercise I would love for you to do when you're making this decision is, I want you to get a pen and paper or your notes app on your phone, just something to jot a few things down. I want you to sit there and pretend that you have a friend who's known you your whole life, who is introducing you to someone you have never met. Let's say you're at a networking event or a happy hour, something like that. You're with your friend and one of their friends comes up and says, hi, my name is Bob. What's your name? You introduce yourself. You have a nice little chit chat. Say you sit there and you have a drink and you chit chat for 15, 20 minutes. That person walks away. What are the five words they would use to describe you? Because let's face it, you're meeting someone for the first time. Chances are good you're trying to give them a good first impression of who you are, what you do, what you're all about. They're going to have that impression in their head. And they should be able to pull five words to describe you. What are those five words? When you have those, then you kind of have a benchmark of like, oh, okay, I'm going to be trying to introduce myself to people over and over and over because you never know what podcast episode they're going to be starting on, right? So I want you to use those five words as the way to set your voice and your vibe. What are you going for? I always try to be happy. I try to be upbeat. I try to be an expert in my field. That's something that I'm very passionate about. Passion is another word that I think people would use to describe me. Try to get those five words down and use those. You don't have to hit all five every single episode or every single time, but if you can hit two or three of them every time, I think you're sitting good for setting the voice and vibe of your show. And something to remember is that you can always tweak and change things down the road. Your first episode is probably going to be a little cringy. You're probably going to hate it when you look back on it because you're still trying to find your voice and your vibe. Don't worry. You can always change things down the road. You're going to get better at this. I promise. And the fifth decision you have to make when starting your podcast is, what does your tech setup look like? Now, you might have noticed a little twinkle in my eye if you're watching the video version of this. I'm not going to go super deep into gear right now because we're going to cover that in a future episode, actually multiple future episodes. I am very passionate about audio gear. I always say that I started my business as a podcast producer, so I had an excuse to buy a bunch of technology because I freaking love it. But we're going to cover that in a later episode. We'll make a few basic decisions right off the bat, though, about your tech stack that you're using to make your podcast. Now, you're definitely going to want a microphone, obviously. I use a Rode PodMic USB most of the time. That's actually what I'm using to record this right now. I actually have a pretty simple setup for the video I'm making today. It's just my laptop and my pair of headphones and my Rode PodMic USB and my Riverside Studio subscription affiliate link down in the show notes below. Shameless plug, but you know what? I love it. A simple USB mic is going to take you a long way. And I'm a huge fan of the Rode PodMic USB because it's not only a USB mic, but it's also an XLR mic as well. So it can grow with you as your tech setup changes. Now, another thing you're going to need to record is recording software. Like I mentioned, I am using Riverside. I'm a big fan of the Riverside platform. I think it's a great way for people to record and edit their content. They do a great job of generating show notes and making clips and all that sort of stuff. And I think it's user-friendly as well. I'm a huge fan of Riverside. You can also use things like Zoom or Squadcast. Another thing you can do is a simple USB mic into your cell phone. Shocker. I know. You could just use your cell phone and record it like a normal video. Weird, right? Or the Voice Memos app if you're not doing a video version. There is some really low barriers to entry when it comes to podcasting, and there's plenty of options out there. And I'm sure we'll go in depth in a future episode on that. But a microphone and recording software is a great place to start. Some other things that you can think about right now are editing tools. You can use free services like GarageBand or Audacity. I also use Descript for editing. I think that's a great one. There's a little bit more of a learning curve with that one versus Riverside. Or another thing you can do, outsource it entirely, hire a podcast producer. That's what I do for a living. That's what I do for all of my clients. None of them want to learn how to edit or use editing tools. They hire me to take care of that for them. There's plenty of people out there that are willing to edit your podcast and at pretty fair prices too. Another thing you're going to need to get your podcast out into the world is a hosting platform. I am going to go way in depth with this in a future episode because I feel very passionately about hosting platforms, which is like the most nerdy thing to say, but it's so true. I personally am a big fan of RSS.com. It is a RSS feed and it is great for analytics. It is great for distribution. They make it so easy. You can get your podcast to places like Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, all those places with a simple click of the button. They make it so incredibly easy. I do have clients who are also hosting through Buzzsprout, Spotify for podcasters, or no, they switched it to Spotify for creators now. There's a bunch of different hosting platforms, but I am a huge fan of RSS.com. I think they got great customer service as well. So if you're just getting into this, I would strongly recommend looking into RSS.com. I have links down in the show notes to check out RSS. I'm an affiliate there as well. Now, if all these words are sounding like absolute gibberish to you, that is okay. You are learning, you are starting, you got to start somewhere. And I would be happy to elaborate on anything that you would like some more clarity on when it comes to the tech setup decisions that you have to make. Drop your comments down in the comments below or shoot me an email, get in contact with me through my website. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have because I really want to be a resource for you. I want to make sure that you are able to start your podcast and feel confident doing so. So do not hesitate to reach out to me with anything that you might be curious about because I like helping people. That's why I do what I do. So let's wrap this up here. Let's go over those five decisions you need to make in order to get your podcast started. Why does your podcast exist? What's your format? What's your frequency? What's the vibe you're going for? And what do you need to get your tech squared away in order for you to hit record as soon as possible? I want you to take 20 minutes after this episode, jot down the answers to those questions that I just asked you, and let's make sure that you are ready to start your podcast with confidence and be able to keep doing it consistently because that is the most important part. You're no longer just dreaming about having a podcast, you're actually building it. And answering those five questions is going to be a great foundation to build upon. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Abby the Podcast Lady. If this episode helped you feel more confident or clear, I'd love for you to hit that follow button or subscribe button, depending on whatever listening platform you're listening on. Leave a 5-star rating and review and share this episode with someone else who's dreaming about launching a podcast as well. And if you're ready to make your show a real deal, full-blown production, I am taking new podcast production clients as well. You can find out more about working with me at abbygravesproductions.com. I will catch you next time.